Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Micah Sandy. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on May 12, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern dining hall workers picketed by Weber Arch Friday morning and afternoon. They accused Compass Group of bad faith contract negotiations and retaliating against employees who joined a 12-day strike back in March. Unite Here Local 1, the union representing them, says they have filed a charge with the National Labor Relations Board last week. Compass-employed workers at Northwestern have been working without a contract since August. Employees continued to work through Friday, with the picketing workers being those who did not have shifts. The strike remains paused since it ended in March, but union leaders say it can continue at any time. And in Evanston, the new Evanston City Council will have its first substantive meeting today at 6 p.m. At its April 28 meeting, new members were sworn in during the council's regular meeting time. This council, the city's 82nd, will discuss a responsible bidder ordinance for public construction contracts, a loan from the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, and other issues. Karina's Law, a law signed by J.B. Pritzker back in February, officially went into effect yesterday on Mother's Day. The law mandates that guns be removed from the residence of an accused abuser within 4 days of their victim being granted an order of protection in a domestic violence case. The law is named after Karina Gonzalez, who was shot and killed by her husband in Little Village 2 years ago. President Donald Trump announced yesterday that the Department of Defense is planning to accept a luxury plane from the Qatari royal family as a gift. Sources report that the plane would be retrofitted to serve as Air Force One for the remainder of Trump's term, with the possibility of it being available for his use after he leaves office. Hamas is announcing the imminent release of Idan Alexander, who is believed to be the last known living American hostage in Gaza. According to a statement from Hamas, the release of Alexander is one of the steps the group is taking to allow humanitarian aid into Gaza and achieve a ceasefire. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Micah Sandy. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnurnews.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.